From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, the tech world has yet again been rocked by revelations about a culture of sexual harassment and unwanted advances towards women. This time, the revelations have been about a common kind of relationship in the startup world with some tricky power dynamics, that of the venture investor and the entrepreneur. Dave McClure of the company 500 Startups and Chris Sacca of Lowercase Capital were both named in a New York Times report, which led to more women coming forward. Sacca retired from his firm earlier this year before the report. McClure has now resigned from 500 Startups because of the report. And one of the victims of McClure's unwanted advances is Sarah Kunst, entrepreneur and founder of ProDay, a sports media company. She comes on our show from time to time to chat and joins us for her first interview since the New York Times report. Sarah, thanks for talking with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me again.
So how did you decide to come forward about your own experience? Was there a specific moment or a thing that happened?
So we knew there was a problem with sexism in tech. I think in the past couple months, what's really started to come out, maybe even the past couple of years, starting with Ellen Pao's trial when she sued venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, is that it's starting to come out that there's also a lot of sexual harassment in tech. And with Uber and Susan Fowler and then Binary Capital, Justin Kaldbach, there is kind of this resurgence where all of a sudden women were ready to talk about their experiences of sexual harassment. And most importantly, the media and the industry was ready to listen. And when that started to happen, I just, you know, felt like it was time to talk about it. It was time to tell the truth. And I'm glad I did.
So there have been pledges. What's going to ensure that these actually work, these pledges, to prevent sexual harassment in a culture where this has gone unchecked for a really long time?
You got to hire more women. You know, you have to hire more diversity. I think when you have a more diverse team, you can be better at hiring people who aren't going to do this stuff. And that when it does happen, it can be handled more swiftly because there's a culture where women feel empowered to look at their male colleague who might do something like this and say, you know what, this is completely unacceptable and you're done.
People have proposed like a variety of solutions here, but they're sometimes at odds with each other. For example, Brittany Lotlin of Lattice VC argues that offenders shouldn't necessarily be ousted after a first offense. Instead, they need to create an environment where people can fix their mistakes and improve their behavior. But others like Susan Fowler of Uber argue that we need to have a zero tolerance policy. How do you feel about that?
With great power comes great responsibility, right? Whenever you're talking about this stuff, you got to quote Spider-Man. And I just struggle to think that somebody with judgment that poor, right? We'll leave the moral side out of it and say certainly that you have very poor judgment if you think it's a good idea to be harassing someone. I don't know how you can then go on to make great investment decisions because investment decisions are purely judgment calls. So, you know, no matter how people handle it, I think once these firms know what's happening and it comes to light, they have to really take a hard look and say, is this the kind of judgment that deserves a six-figure salary and generous vacation time and an assistant and an expense account and all of these other perks? Or should we find somebody who's maybe just better suited and qualified for the job?
Sarah Kunst is CEO and founder of ProDay. It's a sports media company. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know what time it is, Silicon Tally time. My guest today is co-host of Bloomberg Surveillance and anchor for Bloomberg Television, David Gura. David, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am very ready, Ben.
One bomb-shaped item.
It's a bomb-shaped item. Is it an actual bomb?
No. This is a construction crews in New York. They and the bomb squad that was called found and inspected what looked like a bomb. But it wasn't a bomb. It was a time capsule filled with letters and photos.
Sure to be opened safely, though, you know? If you're worried about the contents therein, you know they're going to take great care.
It's true.
Can I hit you with a number?
Yeah, please.
2%.
2% is the price rise in the stock of the Chinese company that owns Volvo after they announced that they were making all electric vehicles starting in 2019.
You are like, if not warm, tepid. 2% is the number of hybrid passenger cars sold last year. And as you say, this is big news this week because Volvo, the once Swedish company, now owned by a Chinese conglomerate, Volvo is now saying that by 2019 it's only going to sell hybrids or cars powered by battery. By 2024, it's going to be that exclusively. So a big sea change here in the automotive industry, and of special significance to me, a former Volvo driver. May she rest in peace. The white whale.
All right, I got something for you.
All right.
One smart audio tone.
It's some like trigger sound or something like that?
You said I was tepid before. Think of yourself as a glass of water that's been in the sun for 10 minutes.
Nice, like a sun tea.
I'm looking for this. Ticketmaster is launching a new ticketing system that can passively check attendees into events using audio data from smartphones.
So like no longer would someone have to scan the barcode.
Exactly.
Here's another number for you. You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
25 million people. It's athletics related.
Oh, man. 25 million people watched a recent soccer tournament via streaming services.
The pot of water boileth over, Ben Johnson. Very close.
Oh, yes.
Very close. That's how many people, 25 million, tuned in to watch the 2014 World Cup final. And the reason we're talking about the 2014 World Cup final here in 2017 is because Facebook, Twitter, and Snap reportedly interested in obtaining rights to show highlights of the next World Cup.
I remember the incredible lengths that I and my wife went to be able to stream some of those games. I'm pretty sure we broke several international laws. So I welcome,
you welcome
any
these negotiations.
Streaming deals.
Yeah.
May you and I be snapping and Facebook watching and Twitter streaming all of them.
I got to get on Snap. I haven't done that yet.
David Gura, he is co-host of Bloomberg Surveillance and anchor on Bloomberg Television. Mr. Gura, thank you for playing Silicon Tally with
me. My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.